GOP senators issue plan to end Biden's unacceptable parole pipeline freeing migrants into American communities. By John Binder on February 20, 2023. Republican senators, led by Senator Chuck Grassley, have proposed a plan to end President Joe Biden's parole pipeline that is helping mass release tens of thousands of migrants into the United States every month. Since taking office, Biden has imposed an expansive catch-and-release network that includes a parole pipeline where tens of thousands of border crossers are briefly detained before being bused and flown into American communities, often with work permits. An estimated 1.7 million border crossers have been released into the U.S. interior since February 2021, most of which were likely given parole. Grassley, along with Senators Tom Cotton, RR, Bill Cassidy, RLA, J.D. Vance, RO, James Lankford, ROK, Tommy Tuberville, RL, Katie Britt, RL, Mike Lee, RUT, and Joni Ernst, RYA, introduced the Immigration Parole Reform Act of 2023, which would clarify that parole is only to be used as it was intended, for emergency and humanitarian instances on a case-by-case basis. The executive branch's abuse of immigration parole is unacceptable and totally out of line with congressional intent. I'm proud to lead the fight to curb the abuse of immigration parole and restore order to our immigration system, Grassley said in a statement. In particular, the bill would clarify that parole cannot be granted en masse based on categories applying to groups of foreign nationals. Instead, the bill clearly defines the limited cases where parole can be applied to admit a foreign national to the U.S. The Biden administration has been abusing a law that allows immigrants into the United States for emergencies and for the public interest, Cotton said. But what's in President Biden's political interest is not in the public interest of Americans. Our bill will help stop his abuse of the parole system and help end catch and release, emphasis added. Biden's parole pipeline is adding millions of foreign workers to the U.S. labor market even as nearly 2 million Americans remain on the sidelines of the workforce compared to the same time in 2019 before the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Vance, in testimony earlier this month, noted that the massive inflow of illegal immigration into American communities via Biden's parole pipeline is robbing working and middle-class Americans of home ownership. Illegal immigration means wage theft in the form of competition for jobs for lower-wage migrants and in this instance, Vance continued. In the context of housing, illegal immigration means theft of the American dream of housing when you have 25 million people who shouldn't be here by law competing with American citizens to buy their first home, to rent a home, and that is a major problem that we should be talking more about in the context of the immigration crisis, emphasis added. Still, Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, refuses to divulge the monthly number of border crossers given parole to enter the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.